And we go now to Ryan Rhodes, who's the chairman of the Iowa Tea Party, a state coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots, which is a national organization. Ryan Rhodes, welcome to the program, and how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I'm feeling like it's certainly time to move forward, and the Tea Party, believe me, will still be alive and well after this, and it will probably grow in large portions, because the fact was Mitt Romney didn't actually fit our bill, but a bunch of people shut up and didn't talk about it, and because they wanted to beat Barack Obama. But if in Mitt Romney's words, we're a divided country that needs to come together, there's nothing Barack Obama has put forward at all in his class warfare argument that we can come together on. I mean, he flat out lied in his commercial saying he cut deficits. The man ran the largest deficits in the history of our country, flat out lied, and we're going to have to fix that. Otherwise, we don't have a country left.
Ryan Rhodes, some Republican strategists have suggested that the Tea Party marginalized the GOP in this election and has created a situation where you'll be blamed if the taxes go up and if there is a fiscal cliff problem.
David Frum and those folks can continue attempting to blame conservatives and other people for the fact that they've put up Bob Dole, John McCain, and now Mitt Romney, who, arguably, look, everybody talked about all the flip-flops and all the other stuff. A case in point is Ohio. Scott Walker ran as a conservative, won a recall handily, with essentially presidential turnout.
That's in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Right.
You cannot tell me that Mitt Romney walks in and loses a state like that after there's everything else proving that a conservative can win Wisconsin, even with a presidential-style turnout, and then tell me it's the conservative's fault, Tea Party's fault. Scott Walker won, Mitt Romney lost, case closed in that one.
Tough words from Ryan Rhodes, chairman of the Iowa Tea Party and state coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots, a national organization. Blaming it on Romney, is that it, Ryan?
Look, there's plenty of blame to go around all over the place, and the fact is, whether it's the Tea Party people do need to be much better at articulating their message. I mean, look, Murdoch lost, or he was a Tea Party favorite. Makaka in George Allen lost, okay? You can't keep nominating people who can't keep their mouth shut.
Now, all right.
George Allen's not a conservative, but anyhow.
Ryan Rhodes, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
One of the voices, and we're listening to you as well. For the next 4 years, what do you want to see happen in this country?
In the next few years, I would see our country decide that it's time to cut out all the partisan bickering. It's time to start working together in order to try to create and make this a better country. Because if we work together, we can make it.
Al Jones voted for Obama, but his Lake County voted for Romney. Dividing and uniting. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What's going to happen in the next 4 years? What do you want to happen?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.